So this will be my first serious attempt at making a recording with the new gear. I got, for Christmas, a fairly fancy new set of binaural headphone mics. They're intended to be put in your ears so that you record everything as you hear it. Problem I had with the first try was the sound of my voice was pretty faint. At least you could hear it, but it was a bit of a strain. And that's the point of this adventure, is I do a lot of walking and talking. Now the other, I gotta believe that a $100 set of these type of mics is better than a $15 set that I've been using, but I don't know, how can I be so confident about it when I don't even know what I'm talking about? The 3D thing is intended as a bonus for anybody that listens with headphones. And I really love it. And so if it's a gimmick, it's one that hasn't gotten old for me. And I don't understand why it never really caught on, but I guess having to wear headphones is a bit of a barrier to entry for some people. These are supposed to be professional grade, so the binaural stuff that I just tested sounded perfectly credible. Sirens come in, you know, from the distance, and you can feel like they're coming from behind, as opposed to regular audio where you just kind of hear it. You might get left to right, but you don't get the 360 degree experience. I've been trying to keep busy, but having some problems with my innards, some problems with my body. Man, it's getting in the way of things for a while now. Been thinking about my dad a lot more than I had been after finding a box full of his stuff that I didn't realize was here. It was in storage. I remembered he wrote this surprisingly long and detailed account of the evacuation from Laos. And I don't remember enough from that experience to find a lot of memory in it for me. There were some names I recognized, like Udorn, which was where we went to in Thailand, and we stayed at the general's trailer for, I think, 3 nights. And our daddy was talking about hiring a security guard for the house at $100 a day, which would be paid for by the military, but he couldn't find a security guard anywhere at any price. But we had security guards, but I remember there were a couple of nights when we didn't. And it was scary, or it seemed scary for me, because the Pathet Lao could just come take over the house and take us all away as prisoners. They'd probably leave us kids out, but you know, we'll never know. We did get out, obviously. But it surprises me that Dad wrote this detailed and very deliberate account of every hour of the day. As far as I can remember, he never suggested I read it or never reminded me that he wrote it or said anything about it. And obviously it was a long time ago, but maybe he just didn't think we'd be interested. And you know, when he was still alive, he'd probably be right. And I didn't read all of it because it really was pretty tedious, but he made interesting reference to his lack of education. You know, he finished high school and took only just a handful of college-level courses here or there, but he had no degree in anything. And he pointed to that as, I guess he took some pride in that and in being assigned to this prestigious assignment to go into Laos. He said, people who don't have much education have to use their brains. Which, that doesn't really make sense. People with education have to use their brains too. But he was sensitive about the education thing. He had no reason to be sensitive about his intelligence. He had plenty of that. But he didn't have the sheepskin. And yet he advanced into the military anyway. It reminds me of the last time I ever saw him. He drove up to Washington, D.C., and I took an Amtrak train down to visit him. And we stayed, I think, 2 nights. And, you know, we just went around and saw some of the sites. He did his own thing for a while. I did mine. But the last time I ever saw him, we were at a restaurant, and we could overhear a woman bragging about her son being so smart and getting straight A's. And my dad said, I hate it when I hear a parent talk about how smart their kid is. And I said, well, it's better than her saying my kid's a fucking idiot. And my dad laughed so hard, I thought he was going to hyperventilate. I don't think I ever saw him laugh that hard. And it helped craft my belief that people don't laugh at things because they're happy. They don't laugh at something because it makes them happy. They laugh because it makes them nervous, or it touches a nerve, or it exposes an open wound. But I think laughter gets associated with happiness just because it shares the gesture of the smile. A smile, I think that signals happiness or contentedness or something positive. But laughter is the more guttural. It's like a bodily function. If you're exorcising something, especially the heart, when you laugh really hard, as he did that day. And I never saw it, but my mother commented that his mother, my grandmother, was just really mean to him about his lack of education, his lack of credentials. And I don't know how long she lived to see how far he got in the military, but he got pretty far. Chief Warrant Officer 3, according to John. They offered him CWO4, but he didn't want to do that because he would have to command a battalion, I think is how it was described to me. He didn't want to do combat of any kind. He always bragged to me that in all those years of military service, he never carried a gun. But I got to believe that at Castle Heights, they did some kind of training. Castle Heights Military Academy. That's what he graduated from. I got to believe that they did some kind of training with guns, but I don't care. When he bragged about that, he was trying to convince me to join the military, which was a very uncomfortable period of time, because he had already left us, and my mother raised me mostly. And I would go over to his place during the summers and maybe holidays, but I'm just not a military kind of guy. I mean, anybody that meets me for 1 second is going to tell you I'm not a military guy. And you don't have to be. I mean, I would be if I had to be. I did register for the draft, but that would have been 1980, I think. Wait, it's 18, right? Oh, right, it was 86. I remember it was the same year I graduated high school. 85, 86, somewhere in there. I never got any contact from the military, but I just remember my mother saying that if I joined the military, she would kill herself. And it took me a long time to ask the obvious question, you know, who says shit like that? Who says shit like that to their son? I mean, that's just a concession that you're mentally unstable. And if you're serious about doing it, you shouldn't be You wouldn't be talking about it. Like the real suicidalists don't talk about it. They might leave subtle warning signs, but they do it unintentionally, I think. So on that note, I'm gonna see how this sounds and talk it up again.